Governor Perry's speech was just part of his effort to climb out of single digits in the polls. He also notified Iowa television stations that he'll soon begin placing ads. GOP candidates have debated, they've given speeches and traipsed to the usual diners and coffee shops, but the ad wars have been relatively slow to start. More on that from NPR's Mara Liasson.
This year, the Republican candidates have a different approach to the media. One thing that's changed, television advertising is starting later than usual.
It's not as though they're not making ads. It's just that so far we have not seen nearly as many of them on our TV sets.
That's Robert Thompson, professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University. If voters aren't seeing ads on TV, they can see them on their computers. Web ads are easy to find. Mostly they're mashups of the candidates' comments from the debates, which have been the main event of the Republican race for the last 2 months. Here's Rick Perry's ad attacking Mitt Romney with his own words.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
You just don't have credibility, Mitt.
Well, you said this audience just now.
Of hypocrisy.
There are a lot of reasons not to elect me.
And here's Romney's web video attacking Perry.
It's not whether or not we're going to have this policy or that policy. We don't need any plan.
Perry really did throw up all over himself in the debate.
But the fact is, Americans understand faith.
Rick Perry plunging the polls, rolling the dice.
These web ads won't get a guaranteed number of viewers the way TV ads used to, but Thompson says they are useful for another reason.
It brings a lot of people who are already supporters to the site. They watch this stuff. Hopefully they make contributions. If you put something up that gets a lot of attention, eventually those things get picked up by CNN and Fox News and MSNBC.
And that's free media. According to Andrew Riché, the founder of Personal Democracy Media, a website focused on how technology is changing politics, all advertising, along with outreach through social media like Facebook and Twitter, are being used by the candidates to build a community of supporters. Romney's been at it longer than Perry, Riché says, but that can change.
Rick Perry may not be as effective as Romney at the moment, but over time he will be more and more effective because over several weeks and as television ads start to hit the airwaves, it draws more people to the web, more people to sign up, more people to talk to each other, and eventually a community is formed.
And those communities, built with the new tools of social media, are guaranteed to be much bigger than they were 4 years ago, when there were 1.5 billion views of online video that mentioned Obama or McCain in the title.
So here we are, 3 years later, and not only is there more bandwidth, there's much more comfort in the public and the use of technology. We are in an era of political news media on steroids. It's actually how those candidates use technology to get their message out and how their supporters leverage it to be able to spread it and to be able to create traction for them that generates money and in a virtuous circle that gets people to the polls.
Take Herman Cain, who recently put up a series of quirky videos, including this one starring his campaign manager, Mark Block.
We've run a campaign like nobody's ever seen. But then America's never seen a candidate like Herman Cain. We need you to get involved because together we can do this. We can take this country back.
Then Block takes a long drag on a cigarette and blows smoke directly at the camera. Yep, cigarette smoke, which fades to the smiling face of Herman Cain. A little weird, but then again, Cain is leading the Republican pack. A CBS New York Times survey released today shows Cain with 25%, Romney with 21%, and undecided coming in third. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.